This Israel report is brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. If you have dreamed of owning a property in Israel, close to the sea or close to the center of Tel Aviv, now is your chance to make it a reality. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa to discuss new property opportunities in Israel. For a private meeting with Barry Cohen to discuss your Israeli property or any Israeli property needs, WhatsApp him on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency. Your Israeli property is in good hands.
A very good morning to you. It is 7:44. I'm Howard Feldman. This is your Morning Mayhem. It's 101.9 Chai FM. This morning's Israel Report is brought to you by Eitan Gilboa. Professor Eitan Gilboa is from the Center for International Communications. A very good morning to you. Chag Purim Sameach. How are you?
Good morning. Chag Purim Sameach, Howard. I'm fine, thank you.
So what is the... It's obviously a very, very... if I can use the expression, loaded day, because it's meant to be a day of joy, of celebration, of frivolity, but it's also got to have a lot of hangover, if you'll excuse that expression, from everything that Israel and the Jewish world has been through over the last 18 months. So what does it feel like? What is the atmosphere like this year on Purim?
Exactly the way you have described it. First of all, this is the second Purim holiday that we are celebrating since October 7, 2023. And what we see in the streets, as well as in public places and private homes, is a combination of sadness and happiness. You want to celebrate Purim. On the other hand, you know that we still have 59 hostages in tunnels being treated cruelly by Hamas murderers. And so it's it's two sides of the same coin that we have been living through in the last year and a half.
Right. Last year, I recall talking to my son who lives in Tel Aviv, and he didn't want to go out. He just felt it wasn't something he felt happy doing. But a lot of his friends felt exactly the opposite, that you have a duty to go out and celebrate and show that we are still here. Are we still seeing this ambivalence and this tension between how happy and joyous can we be versus we have a duty to be happy and joyous?
Yes, we still see this division between two groups or two camps. Some people believe that they should respect and honor the situation and not celebrate. And some other people think they should celebrate to demonstrate to Hamas the resilience of Israel. But you see, if I look around my own social environment, I see exactly that. Some people do celebrate, some people do not. Yesterday, at the hostage circle in Tel Aviv, they read the Megillah. And so there was some combination there of celebrating Purim as well as remembering those 59 who need to be released.
Incredible. Incredibly, incredibly loaded and difficult time. Following that, let's talk about the new ceasefire proposal, because to some extent that might offer, for at least for some comfort now. What is the latest in terms of this proposal?
First of all, this is unbearable because Hamas is enjoying a ceasefire but not releasing hostages. And this is unacceptable. Mm. So Witkoff is now in Doha, as well as an Israeli professional delegation. He came up with an American proposal suggesting releasing of five living hostages and a few dead hostages in return for extending the ceasefire for 50 days, during which there would be discussion between the United States, the mediators, Egypt and Qatar and Israel about the day after in Gaza. And here, this is the problem, because Israel does not want Hamas to stay in Gaza. Mm-hmm. Hamas obviously wants to stay. There are all kinds of ideas how to deal with these two opposing views. But for the time being, what is crucial is to release as fast as possible the remaining living hostages.
What you mentioned earlier was it's an unbearable situation because, in fact, Hamas have the ceasefire, but they're not releasing the hostages. Has there been a time frame given after which Israel says, enough, now we are going back? I know there's been talk about it, but is it known how long there is to sort this out?
Excellent, excellent point. I can only quote Stephen Witkoff, who said, mm-hmm. "We are not going to allow any negotiations simply to save time. This is not going to happen." And it seems to me that a decision about the proposal that I've just described to you would have to be made in the next few days, probably this weekend. And if Hamas says no, I think Israel has already said it would begin a much more intensive resumption of the warfare inside Gaza.
Mm. Is there a chance Hamas would say no? Surely this is what they're looking for, is an extension of the ceasefire in order to regroup.
Yes, I think that Hamas is fearful of two situations. One is resumption of war, and the second one is the continuation of the cutoff in humanitarian aid. Right now, they don't get any humanitarian aid. Obviously, during the ceasefire, they got about 600 trucks coming into Gaza every day, and they were able to seize much of it and keep it for a period where humanitarian assistance may be stopped. So one of the elements in Witkoff's proposal is resumption of humanitarian aid. So, in direct response to your question, I think there's a good chance that Hamas would be interested in extending the ceasefire. This is very important to them, but this will have to be. But you know, Hamas is a terrorist organization.
Of course.
You don't deal here with rational, responsible people. You deal with murderers and terrorists and. So it's very difficult to apply our Western rational thinking of the kind that I have talked about in the last 2 minutes to them. But we have to be optimistic, and I think there's a good chance that this is going to work, especially when Trump himself and Witkoff is behind it. Witkoff is a very tough negotiator, and he's not playing games. And he is applying tremendous pressure on both Egypt and, mm-hmm. and Qatar, who themselves are applying tremendous pressure on Hamas. So I think we only can talk about probabilities and not certainties. There's a good chance that this proposal will be accepted.
It's just really a remarkable situation to watch play out. Let's just talk for a moment as well about Damascus, the IDF acknowledging that It hit a target in Damascus. It was fascinating to see this morning. I was following the South African press, and it almost speaks about, on the one headline, about constitutional values of the new Syrian government, and then straight underneath it talks about Israel bombing Damascus. And you'd think that really Israel is just attacking the most formidable democracy in the world. But we know that that's not true. Tell us what is going on really in Syria.
Of course it is not true, but I don't expect a South African media to cover properly and objectively what is happening in the Middle East, especially when it comes to Israel. Israel is not attacking Syria. Israel has attacked and will continue to attack attempts by Hamas and the Islamic Jihad to recooperate, reorganize, and rearm. What the target the other night was a headquarters of Islamic Jihad. And Israel found out through intelligence that they are recuperating, are attempting to buy and assemble weapons from different sources in order to carry out violence, to carry out attacks on the Israeli forces stationed inside the border with Syria to prevent exactly this kind of activities. It seems that this is what Iran wants to do. Iran is behind everything there. So the government of Syria is still struggling to establish law and order, especially order. There are still all kinds of military skirmishes between the government and the Alawi forces, some forces, units, Alawi units, especially along the coast. And so the Islamic Jihad and Hamas, those Palestinian terrorist organizations, are exploiting the somewhat chaos in Damascus to prepare attacks on Israel. We are finding that out. So the bombing was not against Syria, not against the Syrian government, was against the same jihadist Palestinian terrorist organizations responsible for October 7th.
Yeah, and how is this going to continue? You know, what do we know about the way in which the new government is going to try and operate?
Well, this is a major challenge to Jolani. It takes time to reestablish order and a new government. And I need also to say that the Israeli Air Force has attacked not only the Islamic Jihad headquarters in Damascus, but also Hezbollah attempts to smuggle weapons and produce new weapons in the Bakav Valley. So you can see that those terrorist organizations are attempting with Iranian help to reorganize themselves, and Israel knows about it and would not tolerate it. Israel told Giuliani that he has to control what is happening with those Palestinian terrorist organizations, and hopefully he will do that to simply prevent more attacks of the kind that Israel carried out in Damascus, because this is not seen as good. It's not seem to be good for the new government there. So he may take action that would prevent. He hates those terrorist Palestinian organizations because he considers them to be part of the Iranian Hezbollah ring of fire or coalition that Iran has been organizing, nourishing, supplying, training, providing financial assistance throughout the years. So hopefully he will take those military actions needed to prevent that from happening. What he should do is to expel all those Palestinian terrorist organizations from Syria. And we hope that this will happen in the next few days.
And certainly, let's hope that is that does play out that way. That's Professor Eitan Gilboa from the Center for International Communications, wishing you a Chag Purim Sameach.
That Israel Report was brought to you by the Blue Agency. Your Israel property is in good hands. If you have dreamed of owning a property in Israel, close to the sea or close to the center of Tel Aviv, now is your chance to make it a reality. The Blue Agency is happy to announce that they are in South Africa to discuss new property opportunities in Israel. For a private meeting with Barry Cohen to discuss your Israeli property or any Israeli property needs, WhatsApp him on 076-577-2000. That's 076-577-2000. The Blue Agency, your Israeli property, is in good hands.